This is Stock Day. News and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on the OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us, Dr. Stuart Titus. He is the CEO of Medical Marijuana, Inc. Their stock trades on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol MJNA. Our sponsor today is InvestorHangout.com. They have over 30,000 investors coming to their website on a daily basis. Dr. Stuart, thank you very much for coming on the show. Give us a little background of yourself and your company.
Well, thank you for the wonderful opportunity to be on the Uptick Newswire. It's a great pleasure, and certainly look forward to today's show. About me, I've had a finance background. I've spent 11 years on Wall Street as a bond trader and underwriter for Credit Suisse First Boston. Post-Wall Street, I got into the medical field, and I was a PhD physiotherapist with a practice in the Carolinas. And at this point, this is where I was really introduced to the medical benefits of marijuana. I was treating a number of football players, local teams, the Carolina Panthers, Clemson University, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of these athletes post-game were finding a great benefit with medicinal marijuana to take down inflammation and to help the pain. Of course, many years later, I wound up being a part of the initial market forces with Medical Marijuana, Inc. When we first came to the public space in March of 2009, I was one of the original investors, actually the number seven investor in the company, and I helped them raise some initial seed capital from some of my Wall Street friends back in New York. And from there, we've been public for the last 7 years now, and presently at this point, I've gone on to become the president and CEO. I've had that position for the last 14 months, and we're certainly very excited about some of the opportunities going on around the globe for the non-psychoactive cannabinoid, CBD, and the potential for health and wellness.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys are in a great spot. I mean, this market space is growing so rapid. I believe it just was the other day, there was another state that came online for medical marijuana.
Yes, Pennsylvania. Just legalized. And interestingly enough, the number of indications for use being very progressive, they have a total of 18 different medical indications that patients can potentially qualify for doctor's prescription or doctor's recommendation to receive medical cannabis in the Pennsylvania state program. And although Pennsylvania was the 24th of 50 states, the number of Americans potentially able to access medical marijuana now is over 51%. And certainly we think that's a tipping point, that this trend is inevitable to go fully throughout our nation.
Dr. Titus, tell us what Real Scientific Hemp Oil, I guess acronym RSHO, and how it was approved by federal authorities in Brazil for import for doctor's prescription. Tell us a little bit about that product.
I certainly will. This is, of course, our flagship product, Real Scientific Hemp Oil. And we derive this from our hemp farmers over in Europe that are authorized to grow a special type of industrial hemp. We've developed a special seed and genetics over the past many years, starting in about 2007, that we really started with this endeavor and finally came up with a ability to grow a high concentration CBD within a hemp crop. Again, this is a non-psychoactive cannabinoid with significant therapeutic benefit, great research done by the U.S. government, actually, and the 663-0507 patent describes these cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants. And more specifically regarding CBD, the patent actually mentions the tremendous benefits of using CBD because you can give larger doses. For example, some of our patients who do a gram a day of our raw product are getting anywhere from, say, 150 to 240 milligrams of CBD on a daily basis. Now, the more psychoactive cannabinoid, 5 to 10 milligrams is about as much as a patient can take, and even 5 milligrams can certainly put many people into a couch lock type state. Anyway, getting back to our story about Brazil, we were able to take this real scientific hemp oil product. Of course, hemp food products are very legal here in the U.S. You find them at all the health food stores. At the time, anything related to cannabis was illegal in Brazil. They didn't understand the difference between hemp and marijuana. They just lumped it all into one. All of a sudden, the daughter of this family from Brazil was not able to get our RSHO product. Her seizures started to come back, and the story was picked up by the news media. And certainly this was a national event down there. And in a very swift and humanitarian gesture, the Brazilian FDA, called Anvisa, reviewed the situation and really said, my gosh, this would be totally inhumane to keep this product from this child. There were no pharmaceutical medications that were working to control her seizures, and our product was having that great bit of success. So a very swift three-day session, they wound up approving our product, and it was able to be imported by that family for their daughter. And then with another very quick week or 10 days worth of work, other families had the similar privilege, and our product is now approved and actually paid for by the Brazilian Healthcare Authority for epilepsy. And the program has actually gone so well over the past several months that we're now approved for two additional indications, that of Parkinson's disease as well as chronic pain. So it's been a great story for us, and we're thrilled that the rest of the world is picking up on the benefits of these non-psychoactive cannabinoids, and particularly that of CBD.
My guest today is Dr. Stuart Titus. He is the CEO of Medical Marijuana, Inc., trading under the ticker symbol MJNA. You know, you bring up a very good point, Dr. Stuart, is that the stigmatism that used to come along with this market and this product is slowly eroding, and there's no longer that stigmatism that comes with that. Is that fair to say?
I think that's a very fair statement. Certainly, our mission is to change the way that the world thinks about cannabis. And it's been unfortunate that you know, the last 100 years or so here in America, we've had a very a negative, a pessimistic view of it. Certainly, our founding fathers here in America were all hemp farmers. Hemp was one of the great crops that launched our initial economic survival, and certainly has a number of tremendous applications. And we're very excited that the 2014 Farm Bill has allowed for hemp to be grown for research purposes here in the U.S. Nonetheless, the medicinal extracts, the cannabinoids, have a tremendous therapeutic value. Nobel Prize-winning laureate Dr. Julius Axelrod and his team did enough research on the benefit of these extracts, these cannabinoids, and now there are between 85 and 100 different cannabinoids that have been identified, and they're all described in a patent that this research group did back in 2003. It was accepted by the U.S. government, and this is called the 507 patent. Technically, the title is Cannabinoids as Antioxidants and Neuroprotectants. And it describes a significant number of medical benefits and a potential application for things such as metabolic syndrome, which includes heart disease, cardiovascular indications, diabetes, and then the neuroprotective benefits get into things such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and the rest. We believe there are tremendous applications for neurological medicine. And certainly there does seem to be not only a neuroprotection, but potentially a neuroregeneration capability, where actually these cannabinoids can actually help generate significantly more neurons, neuronal activity, increase the synaptic density, which is kind of a loss of this synaptic density is a hallmark of Alzheimer's. And there have been animal studies that have been able to prove this out, and it's for up to us to really try to prove this in a human population so that we can actually go ahead and inform the world and be able to satisfy the medical community and regulators that we've done enough study and research to be able to make certain claims about the benefits of these products.
Now, my understanding is that Real Scientific Hemp Oil, your product, became the first ever product approved for import by the federal health authorities in Mexico. Is that true?
Yes, we had a special version of our product, which we had to do a little bit of laboratory work to actually remove all the THC. THC is being the psychoactive cannabinoid that's very prevalent, of course, in marijuana. But nonetheless, our hemp-based CBD contains significant amounts of course, the non-psychoactive cannabinoids, CBD, but also trace amounts of all the other cannabinoids, including a small amount of THC. The amount of THC is well below any psychoactive level in our product, but nonetheless, it is still there and able to be detected. The amount, even though it was below the international standards, which we're trying to set here in the U.S. of 0.3%, certainly was something that was still remained a little bit controversial for the authorities in Mexico. And they really, through our attorneys, had worked and said, you know, if you can remove all the THC from your product, we're more than glad to bring in non-psychoactive CBD. So we went to the lab, we did our work there, and we came up with this RSHOX product, which has non-detectable or no THC in it. It's basically natural botanical hemp-based CBD, and that was acceptable for the Mexican regulatory authorities. And on February 1st this year, 2016, we were able to first import our product for a family, again, with a daughter with a terrible form of epilepsy.
Absolutely. My guest today has been Dr. Stuart Titus. He is the CEO of Medical Marijuana, Inc., trading under the OTC Pink Sheets, ticker symbol MJNA. Dr. Titus, in closing, is there anything you'd like to talk about that we didn't get a chance to go over with that you'd like to get that out to the listeners?
Well, certainly we think there's tremendous benefit for all cannabinoids, and we're very excited that, you know, the U.S. is kind of leading and being a very progressive nation towards this. I really believe that you're going to see a significant amount of research over the next 200 years because there are another 80-plus cannabinoids, as well as other plant material, terpenoids, flavonoids, plant waxes, chlorophyll, et cetera, that all act synergistically together to make this entourage effect for tremendous human health and wellness. Certainly, we could talk a whole show just on the human endocannabinoid system and how this really benefits the human body for health and wellness purposes. But nonetheless, suffice it to say that these plant-based cannabinoids seem to be supplementing the largest self-regulatory system within the human body, the endocannabinoid system. And that regulates functions such as mood, sleep, appetite, hormones, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the science is really being proven out here. And certainly, if you look at the human brain, we have a tremendous number of cannabinoid receptors, the CB1 receptors for these neurotransmitters in the brain. And if you look at all the other receptor sites for the other neurotransmitters, you'll find that the neurotransmitter site for the CB1 receptor outnumbers them significantly.
My guest
so there
has
you
been,
have it.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stuart Titus. My guest has been Dr. Stuart Titus, CEO of Medical Marijuana, Inc. I thank you very much for coming on the show. He trades under the ticker symbol MJNA. Thank you again for coming on the show. We will definitely check back with the progress of your company in about 2 or 3 months.
It's been a great pleasure to be on Uptick Newswire. Thank you again for the wonderful opportunity afforded us.